Welcome back to our special program highlighting the Wichita Falls Symphony Orchestra's opening concert of the season, coming up on Saturday, October 18th at 7:30 at First Baptist Church in downtown Wichita Falls. My name's Todd Giles, and I'm pleased to have the opportunity of sharing this wonderful film music here with you on our local public radio station, KCCU. Just a reminder that we're in the midst of KCCU's semi-annual fundraiser to help keep great programs like Morning Edition, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and Performance Today on the air here in Texoma. As both a supporter and a volunteer of public radio for, going back to about 1990, I'd like to encourage you to join me in taking a few moments to make a contribution to KCCU, either by giving them a call during regular business hours this week, or simply logging into their website at kccu.org. So we're pretty much going chronologically as we're listening to this film music that we can hear coming up on this Saturday night's concert of the WFSO. We're going to turn now to John Williams. Coming up Saturday night, we can hear some music from the Star Wars saga, as well as music from the first Harry Potter theme. Whether you're a baby boomer watching the world you knew coming to an end on the big screen in 1970s Towering Inferno, or films like Earthquake or The Poseidon Adventure, or maybe like me, you're a Gen Xer who is mesmerized by the new worlds of Star Wars and Superman and E.T. Perhaps you're a little younger, a millennial, who came of age alongside the young characters in the first three Harry Potter films. Maybe a Gen Zer, even, watching the Obi-Wan Kenobi miniseries on your iPad. Whatever the case, however old you are, whatever your background, Williams' music has probably provided the soundtrack to your life for many decades. Williams was inspired by the previous generation of great American film composers that he worked with early on in his career. He started out as a studio session musician. His signature sound was also inspired by the sweeping orchestral style of 19th century romantics like Wagner and Tchaikovsky, especially when it came to their use of leitmotifs. While Williams' most recognizable leitmotif is that two-note repeated theme from Jaws, which you've probably heard lately since the movie is 50 years old this year, many of his other most memorable leitmotifs are also found in Star Wars and the Harry Potter films. Coming up this Saturday night on the WFSO program, you can hear three themes from the original 1977 Star Wars film, Rey's theme from The Force Awakens, and from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Nimbus 2000. We'll take a listen to one of those works now, the main title to Star Wars, music composed and conducted by John Williams, right here on KCCU. From a 1999 Sony 2CD set titled John Williams' Greatest Hits, and there's a lot of them. Well, you know what movie that was from. Just as a reminder at how ever-present his music has been in our lives, here are just a few of the other film scores sampled on this CD collection. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, The Empire Strikes Back, Hook, Schindler's List, and the tracks go on and on. Williams' music for Harry Potter doesn't appear on this collection because it came out 2 years after this CD was released. We turn now to another work on the upcoming WFSO concert this Saturday night, Italian composer Ennio Morricone's Chi Mai, or Whoever. This was composed in 1971 and really found fame a decade later with its association with the film The Professional. Chi Mai placed number 2 on the singles chart in Switzerland and in the UK in 1981, and in France it reached number 1. Here in the U.S., though, I think Morricone is probably better known as the composer of the iconically cheesy music in Sergio Leone's Dollars trilogy, which includes A Fistful of Dollars, 1964, From 65, For a Few More Dollars, and of course The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly from 1966. Thank you. Chimai, music of Ennio Morricone. Along with his contribution to the genre of the spaghetti western, Morricone also composed the scores of American mob movies The Untouchables and Bugsy. And those are just two more among the 400 film scores and TV scores, to say nothing of somewhere around 100 classical works that Morricone composed. That really makes him one of the most prolific and influential film composers of the 20th century. Another composer coming up on this weekend's WFSO concert is Englishman John Barry, who's most well known for his 25-year association with the James Bond franchise, which lasted from 1963 to 1987. Lush strings and extensive use of brass mark Barry's style, which has been honored with several Academy Awards throughout his career, including Best Original Score for Out of Africa and Dances with Wolves. He's also won 4 Grammys, including Best Instrumental Theme for Midnight Cowboy in 1969. Here are 4 short themes from the Bond franchise played back-to-back: the James Bond theme, Thunderball, On Her Majesty's Secret Service, and 007.
Thank you.
Music of John Barry on KCCU. Coming up this Saturday night at First Baptist Church in Wichita Falls, you can hear the James Bond Suite, which was composed by Barry in 1972. Again, for more information on the season's concerts and their roving locales this year, you can check out their website at wfso.org. My name is Todd Giles. I'm really happy to be here with you tonight, sharing this music and talking with you about these classic American film composers. Sticking with the Brits for a bit, but stepping away from the upcoming WFSO concert this weekend, I'd like to share with you an earlier film score from one of the most important English composers of the 20th century, Sir William Walton. This is his Spitfire Prelude and Fugue from 1943. Thank you. English Northern Philharmonia, Paul Daniel conducting in a concert piece drawn by its composer, Sir William Walton, from a 1942 English film about Reginald Mitchell, the designer of the famous World War II fighter plane, the Spitfire. That film is titled The First of the Few. Just a reminder that KCCU is in the midst of their annual fall fun drive. If you're enjoying what you're listening to and can appreciate the fact that KCCU provides wonderful public service to Texoma day in and day out through its arts, cultural, and news programming, I'd like to encourage you as a supporter of public radio myself to join the KCCU family by making a contribution. It helps keep shows like All Things Considered, National Native News, and Jazz After Hours alive and well on the South Plains. It's quick. And it's easy. You can do it online or give them a call during regular business hours. We're going to turn now to another composer you can hear perform live this coming Saturday night at First Baptist in Wichita Falls, Alan Menken. You might not recognize his name as readily as that of John Williams, who we heard from at the top of this hour, but you're sure to recognize his work with the Walt Disney Animation Studios. Films like Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Pocahontas, and many more. Menken, who also composes for the theater and live-action films, including remakes of some of his earlier animated Disney classics like Beauty and the Beast, has won 8 Academy Awards, 11 Grammys, and 1 Tony. All told, he's been nominated for those 3 awards a total of 47 times. The American Film Institute included the title song from Beauty and the Beast in their 100 Years, 100 Songs list, and their 25 Greatest Movie Musicals list has the film ranked 22nd. Here are a few of the orchestral pieces from the original animated version of the film from 1991. On the WFSO program this weekend, you can hear the overture to the 2017 live-action remake. Music of Alan Menken on KCCU.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
from the soundtrack to Beauty and the Beast, music of Alan Menken. We've got two more short works as we begin to wrap up our special program today, previewing the upcoming concert this Saturday night by the WFSO at First Baptist Church in Wichita Falls. Music from a video game and a long-running cartoon. Let's begin with Michael Giacchino's soundtrack to the Steven Spielberg-inspired 1999 PlayStation video game series Medal of Honor. Along with this short theme, you can also hear Giacchino's theme to Mission Impossible 3 at the upcoming concert. We'll wrap up our time together this afternoon with one more work coming up this weekend. Music of Danny Elfman that really needs no introduction. Thanks so much for tuning in to KCCU this afternoon. I hope you enjoyed the music we shared with you today as we previewed this weekend's upcoming concert. For more information on the WFSO's upcoming season, you can visit their website at WFSO.org. My name is Todd Giles. I hope you'll join me for our next concert overview coming up in December. Have a great week and stay tuned.